702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
What's happening elsewhere in the world? Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Let's start in Myanmar. Protests continuing there, and now a 7-year-old girl has been shot dead.
Yes, thought to be the youngest victim of the military coup and the protests and the crackdown by security forces that has now ensued. Although Save the Children says more than 20 children in all are among the people who've been killed. I think it's 164 is the death toll. That's from the Myanmar military themselves, the number of people who've been killed in protests for the past 2 months, or it's not even quite 2 months, is it? But this 7-year-old girl was, according to her family, shot in her own home in the city of Mandalay. And so when the regime came up with a statement, they have sympathy for those who've lost their lives, but they cannot condone people who have brought anarchy to the country. You think, this is a 7-year-old in her own home. In what way has she brought anarchy to the country? It may be a stray bullet, it may be a ricochet, we don't know, but nothing excuses that, does it?
I imagine, as you are talking, I'm thinking of the iconic photographs that emerged out of the Vietnam War situation and how world sympathy and sentiment was changed as a result of those images. I wonder what images, if any, are going to come out of Myanmar as a result of all of this. All right, we're also looking at 1 year of lockdown, quite literally, Adam. It's an uneasy anniversary for us, as it is for you.
You briefly there. Yes, You're enjoying your lockdown a year later, or very nearly a year later. You haven't quite had your first anniversary yet, have you, Adam?
I think it's tomorrow. Exactly tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? Oh, gosh, right. Well, we're therefore all of 2 days ahead. I don't know if it's ahead or behind. Depends on how you look at it. But, yeah, this was a very odd anniversary because we had the Queen calling on us to reflect on the grief and loss felt by so many. And that's the bottom line, isn't it? People we've lost. My uncle died from COVID in the course of this pandemic.
Oh.
But at the same time, there were three things that I just thought were all a bit crass. So number one, we had a minute silence. I don't see why we're having a minute silence in the middle of what was a Tuesday to remember people. We should just do it in our own way. And then out on our doorsteps last night was the call, shine a light up into the sky as a beacon of remembrance. Again, it just feels a bit symbolism and nonsense. And then the third thing, Boris Johnson says there will be a pandemic memorial when the time is right. I guess these are momentous times. It is a global thing. I still don't quite get a memorial to people who've died from this horrible illness. We don't do memorials for flu season, and we've had some awful flu seasons. I'm not trying to lighten the pandemic. I'm just thinking there are some things we need to do properly. I'm not sure we're entirely getting it right in my country.
And how do you mark it? I suppose that's the question. To be exact, Adam, so it was on this, it was tomorrow, I think, that the president made the announcements, and the actual lockdown started on the 27th. So we've got 3 more days, and then we also mark a year. Staying with your part of the world, Prince Harry, he's got a new job definition or description, shall I say.
Yes, he's got it is a new job, I suppose. It's a new role out in California. Prince Harry is going to be a, quote, chief impact officer. There are those in social media circles who might instantly know what that means, but there are others who perhaps think, what on earth does a chief impact officer do? Essentially, he's using his connections and his kudos and the fact that people want to sit next to Prince Harry at the coffee do or the lunch or whatever it is, and he will use that to persuade people to part with large sums of money and sign up to Better Up. This provides lifestyle coaching and mental health advice and all sorts of very positive things. But it is not a charity. It is absolutely a billion-dollar company, and they sell their mental health coaching and other things for very, very large sums. So I love the headline, Prince Harry gets a real job, as displayed by the Daily Mail. Yeah, kind of thing. Well, drumming up business for a mega rich management firm whilst making a 6 or 7 figure salary, is that a real job? Oh, well, what the hell? Yes, of course it is. It's a real job.
And it's got nothing to do with who he is or the family that he comes from. Adam Gilchrist, always a pleasure to hear from you on The Worldview.